Welcome to the Deep Dive. This is where we take the sources you've sent our way, articles, research notes, and really dig in to find the core insights.
Yeah, and today we're jumping into OzTicket. It's a pretty popular open source support ticketing system.
That's the one. We've got material from the official OzTicket GitHub repository, their main website. Basically straight from the source.
Right. And our goal here, our mission for this deep dive, is to really unpack what OzTicket is, you know, why so many people use it, how it actually works day to day, and what makes it tick, all based on the info we've got.
And we really want to make this easy to follow. So even if you're totally new to support software, maybe new to open source entirely, you should get a really clear picture by the end.
Think of it as a primer, yeah.
Yep.
A quick way to get up to speed on OzTicket.
Exactly. Before we properly kick off, though, we should give a quick shout out to safeserver.de. They're supporting this deep dive.
Mm-hmm. SafeServer focuses on hosting and helping businesses with their digital transformation. Like the source material actually puts it, SafeServer kümmert sich das Hosting dieser Software und unterstützt dich bei deiner digitalen Transformation.
So if that sounds interesting, check them out at www.safeserver.de.
Okay, so OzTicket. Let's get into the meat of it.
What's the fundamental problem it's designed to fix? Looking at the sources, it seems to be all about handling customer support requests more effectively.
Precisely. And the way it does that, according to the sources, is pretty smart. It's about consolidation. You know how support requests can come in from everywhere.
Yeah, email, phone calls, web forms.
Yeah.
It can get messy.
Right. So OzTicket seamlessly pulls all of those emails, calls logged by agents, web form submissions. It integrates them into one single web-based interface. Easy to use, apparently.
Okay. So it's like a central command center for support,
mm-hmm.
not just a basic inbox.
Exactly. No more hunting through different email threads or trying to match up phone notes. The sources really hammer this home. The big benefit is managing, organizing, and archiving everything. Every request, every response in one spot.
Which leads to better accountability, I guess, for the team and the customer.
Yeah, definitely. The team knows what needs doing, nothing gets lost, and the customer feels like their issue is actually being tracked properly. Makes a big difference.
And how does it stack up against other options out there?
Well, the sources position it as a really attractive alternative, you know, compared to some of the higher cost systems that can be quite complex.
Hmm.
They describe OzTicket as simple, lightweight, reliable, and pretty easy to set up and use. Kind of hits a sweet spot.
Simple and reliable is good. And the cost aspect, you mentioned higher cost systems.
Yes. Crucially, the sources are very clear. The open source version of OzTicket is completely free.
Free. That's obviously a huge draw for a lot of people, right? Small businesses, nonprofits, even larger orgs, maybe.
Absolutely. It removes a major barrier. So, okay, let's walk through how it works in practice. The sources lay out a pretty straightforward flow for a typical support request.
Right. Let's trace the journey. Where does it begin? With the customer.
Exactly. It starts with the user needing help. They create a ticket. And like we said, that could be through a web form, maybe sending an email, or even if they call, an agent can create the ticket for them right there in the system.
Okay. So step one, the request comes in and becomes a ticket.
Yeah.
What happens then? Instantly.
As soon as it hits the system, OzTicket automatically saves it. So there's always a record. That's key. And then this is where the smarts come in. It can automatically assign that ticket.
Assign it to who?
To the right agent or maybe the right department or team based on rules you can set up. So it doesn't just sit in a big pile.
Gotcha. It gets routed. So the agent gets notified and then play.
Then the agent uses that web interface we mentioned. They can see all the ticket details, the user's history maybe, and communicate back and forth with the customer directly through the system. Everything gets logged in that one ticket thread.
Okay. Notes, replies, status changes, all track together.
Yeah. It keeps the whole resolution process visible and hopefully pretty efficient.
That makes a lot of sense. It definitely sounds like it brings structure to what could be chaos.
Hmm.
But beyond just managing the flow, what about specific features? The sources mention tons of awesome features. What stands out?
Yeah, they definitely pack a lot in. One thing the sources highlight, especially for managers, is the dashboard reports.
Okay, what do they show?
They give you a quick overview, like help desk stats at a glance. Things like, you know, how many tickets are open, average response times, resolution rates. It's about seeing the health of your support operation quickly.
Instant visibility. Nice. What about handling the incoming flood, keeping things organized?
That's where ticket filters come in. The sources point to these as being really important for organization. You can set up rules.
Rules Based on what?
Oh, like keywords in the subject, who sent it, maybe the help topic they selected. Based on those rules, the ticket automatically gets sent to the right department or agent.
Ah, so a billing question automatically goes to finance, for example.
Exactly. Saves a ton of manual sorting and gets the ticket to the right person faster. The sources suggest this is a big time saver.
I can see that. Less chance of errors, too. What else helps customize things?
There are configurable help topics. So instead of just help, users can pick something specific like password reset or bug report or billing inquiry.
And you can define those topics yourself.
Yep. You tailor them to your business. Makes it easier for users and gives agents immediate context.
Smart. And is there anything for the customer side? A way for them to track things?
Yes, the customer support portal. The sources describe it as a place where customers can log in, submit new tickets, check the status of their ongoing ones, see their history.
Okay, so they're kept in the loop. Empowers them a bit.
Exactly. Builds transparency, which is usually good for customer relations, as the sources imply.
Right. And you mentioned something earlier, SLAs.
Yeah.
Service level agreements.
Yes, SLAs. Very powerful. The sources explain you can define your business hours and set targets for things like response times. Say you promise a 4-hour response for urgent issues.
And the system tracks that.
It does. It tracks tickets against those SLA targets and can even send alerts if a deadline is approaching or missed. It helps ensure you meet your service commitments.
Wow. Okay. That's quite a range of features. It really does sound like it covers the main bases for running support. Tons of awesome features. Seems about right based on the source descriptions.
It really does. Now, we're trying to keep this beginner friendly, but it's probably worth just briefly mentioning on the technical side what you'd need to run the self-hosted version. The GitHub source lists the requirements.
Okay, yeah, good idea. Just the basics. No deep dive into server admin.
Haha, no, definitely not. Just the core bits. First, you need an HTTP server, a web server. Standard stuff like Apache or Microsoft ISA. That's what serves up the web pages.
Right, the web server software. Got it.
Then it needs PHP. That's the programming language OSSIC is actually written in. The sources recommend a pretty recent version, 8.2 to 8.4, saying 8.4 is preferred, shows they're keeping it modern.
Okay, PHP, the language it runs on. And what about all the data? The tickets, users, settings? Where does that live?
That needs a database. Specifically, the sources say a MySQL database version 5.5 or later. That's where everything gets stored.
So web server, PHP, MySQL database, those are the main ingredients from the source material. Sounds like a fairly standard setup for web applications.
It is. Common technologies often free themselves, which ties back nicely to the open source aspect. The GitHub source clearly states it's licensed under the GPL2 license.
Right, the open source license. And this is where the community aspect becomes really visible, isn't it? The GitHub numbers you found are quite telling.
They really are. The repository has over 3,400 stars, which is a decent indicator of interest and popularity.
Okay, 3.4K stars. What else?
Maybe more significantly, over 1,700 forks. Remember, a fork is someone making their own copy, often to tweak it or contribute back. 1,700 forks, that suggests a lot of active engagement with the code.
Wow, yeah, that's substantial. People are really getting involved. What about contributors, people actually writing the code?
The source mentions 119 core contributors, plus another 105 mentioned elsewhere. That's a lot of people putting time and skill into this. It really highlights the collaborative nature. It's not just one small team.
A global effort, really. And that shows up in the language support too, right?
Absolutely. The sources point out the interface is fully translatable and language packs are available. That's a direct result of the community people chipping in to make it usable everywhere.
That's fantastic. It also looks like OSTicket itself builds on other open source work.
Yes, the GitHub source lists some dependencies. Things like Font Awesome for icons, Laminas Mail, probably for robust email handling, and PDF maybe for generating PDFs. It shows how these projects support each other, part of that whole ecosystem.
Yeah, that synergy is powerful. Now, we've mostly talked about the free self-hosted version, but you mentioned the website highlights another option for people who maybe don't want to manage servers.
They do. There's a cloud-hosted version called Support System. Essentially, it's OSTicket provided as a service. They handle the hosting, the updates, all the technical stuff for you.
Okay, a managed option. Is there a way to try that out easily?
Yep. The sources say they offer a 30-day free trial for Support System. And importantly, no credit card needed to start.
Oh, that's good. Lowers the barrier to just giving it a go.
Exactly. Makes it easy to see if the cloud approach fits your needs better.
So putting this all together, the features, the community, the free option, the cloud option, the sources also give some stats on just how big OzTickets reach is. Mm-hmm. And they're pretty impressive.
They really are. It gives you a sense of the scale. The sources claim it's used by thousands of customers in over 190 countries.
190 countries? Wow, that's nearly everywhere. It speaks volumes about its adaptability.
And get this. They estimate over 5 million OzTicket users worldwide.
5 million. People interacting with the system, that's huge.
And supporting those users, over 15,000 businesses using OzTicket globally.
15,000 businesses. From tiny startups using the free version, presumably, to maybe much larger companies using hosted or heavily customized setups, that kind of adoption.
It says a lot about trust and reliability, doesn't it? Especially for something handling customer support.
It really does. And one of the sources sums it up well, quoting, "Thousands of customers in over 190 countries trust and use OzTicket for customer support." That word, trust, is key, especially with a significant open source component.
Okay, so we've covered a lot based on these sources, what it is, how it works, the features, the tech basics, the community power, the cloud alternative, and this massive scale. Let's bring it back to the listener. Why should you care about all this? Well, maybe you're in a business where support feels like, you know, juggling emails and spreadsheets, and you're thinking there has to be a better way. This could be powerful, maybe even free.
Or perhaps you're just interested in open source. How these big collaborative projects actually succeed and compete with commercial software. It's a fascinating case study.
Or maybe you just appreciate clever solutions to common problems, seeing how software can streamline something complex like customer support.
Right. What this deep dive really shows, based on the sources, is that there's this really robust, globally trusted tool out there for support. It's flexible, host it yourself, or use the cloud, and it's a testament to what open source collaboration can achieve.
Which kind of leads to a final thought, doesn't it?
Yeah. What's that?
Think about it. How does a free, community-built project like this achieve such massive global reach? Thousands of businesses, millions of users, features that stack up against expensive paid software. What does that success, built on shared effort and open knowledge, really tell us about the power of collaboration in building the tools that run our digital world? Something to ponder, maybe.
Definitely something to think about. So that wraps up our deep dive into OzTicket for today, based entirely on the source materials provided. We've looked at its purpose, features, community, scale, the whole picture.
We really hope this gave you a solid, clear understanding of what OzTicket is all about and why it's such a significant tool out there.
And a final thank you to SafeServer.de for supporting this deep dive. Remember, they specialize in hosting and digital transformation support. Check them out at www.safeserver.de.
Thanks for tuning in. If OzTicket sounds like something that could help you, definitely worth exploring further based on what we've discussed.
Until the next deep dive.